He lifts my hair and warms the back of my neck with his mouth, trailing kisses down my spine while his hands cup my breasts gently. The laces of my corset are loosened. I'm able to breathe him in now. Kartik has shed his shirt. I don't recall when it happened, and for some reason I forget to be shamed by it. I only note his beauty, the smooth brown of his skin, the breadth of his shoulders, the muscles of his arms, so very different from my own. The rose-strewn ground is soft and yielding under my body. Kartik presses it against me, and I feel as if I could sink right through the giving earth. Instead, I push against him, feeling warm, till I think I could die from it.
Are you certain?
For once, I do not feel apart. I kiss him again, letting my tongue explore the warmth just inside his lips. Kartik's eyes flutter, and then he opens them wide, with a look I cannot describe, as if he has just glimpsed something precious that he thought lost. He pulls me tightly to him. My hands grip his shoulders. Our mouths and bodies speak for us in a new language, as the trees shake loose a rain of petals that stick to our slickness like skins we will wear forever. And just like that, I am changed. When I open my eyes, I am back in the caves of sighs. My fingers just graze Kartik's on the stone. My breathing is heavy. Did he see what I saw? Did we dream the same dream? I dare not look at him. I feel his finger, as light as rain, beneath my chin. He turns my face to his. Did you dream? I whisper.
Yes,
he answers, and kisses me. For the longest time we sit in the caves of sighs, talking of nothing, and yet saying everything.
I understand why my brothers in the Rakshana wanted to hold fast to such a place,
he says. He strokes the underside of my arm with his fingers.
It would be hard to leave it, I think.
My throat is tight. Could we stay here? Would he stay if I asked him?
Thank you for bringing me,
he says. You're welcome, I answer. I've something else to share with you. I press our palms together. Our fingers tingle where they touch. His eyelids flicker, and then they open wide in understanding of the magical gift I've given him. Reluctantly, I take my hand away. You can do anything.
Anything,
he repeats. I nod.
Well, then.
He closes the small distance between us and puts his lips against mine. They are soft, but the kiss is firm. He puts his hand sweetly on the back of my neck and pulls my face to him with the other. He kisses me again, harder this time, but it's just as lovely. His lips are so necessary that I cannot imagine how I can live without tasting them always. Perhaps this is how girls fall, not in some crime of enchantment at the hands of a wicked ne'er-do-well, a grand before and after in which they are innocent victims who have no say in the matter. Perhaps they simply are kissed and want to kiss back. Perhaps they even kiss first, and why should they not? I count the kisses. 1, 2, 3, 8. Quickly I pull away to catch my breath and my bearings. But you could have whatever you wished.
Exactly, he says, nuzzling my neck.
But, I say, you could turn stones to rubies or ride in a fine gentleman's carriage. Kartik puts his hands on either side of my face.
To each his own magic,
he says, and kisses me again.